At this point in time, we shift. This is the most serious Wednesday night we've probably ever had. Now, your mind would wonder why the casket's here. I would have had an actual casket from the funeral home if we had had time to pick it up. I thank Williamlet High School's drama department for donating this for us for tonight. It was hard to get. There's meaning behind it. Tonight is a funeral. First and foremost, I will not be preaching about hell. And I'm going to clarify that right now. Some people like to think that people try to get people into church and then scare them into getting into heaven, you know, so they're going to turn from hell. And sometimes we need to recognize that. I preach about hell. I'm not one of those limp-wristed punks who's so afraid to talk about hell anymore because they're wanting to be politically correct. No, I stand up for what I say. But that's not the focus of tonight. Hell's a very real place. It's a very real penalty unless your sins are covered by the saving blood of Jesus Christ. But that's not what we're going to talk about. You see, tonight is a funeral for you. Last week we talked about how it's no longer I. That your life should be over. That Jesus Christ should be the only thing alive in this vessel, in this tent. That His life and His presence should be the only thing left in you. Because you see, if you call yourself the word Christian, you've called yourself Christ's life. You've called yourself in Jesus Christ's image. And if you're not holding true to being like Him, don't call yourself Christian.
Amen.
And so we're talking about that tonight. We're going back in and we're going deeper into this. I felt the Holy Spirit unction me that we need to stay right here. We need to hold on to this no longer I for a little bit longer. Tonight, we're going to talk about what it means to be a dead man and woman walking. Someone who's completely enveloped in Jesus Christ and has completely lost themselves. So much to the point that we can call them a dead man walking. That the only thing alive in them is Jesus Christ. If you got your Bibles, Galatians 2. I know a lot of people like to put the scriptures up on the screen. I didn't get a chance to do that tonight. If you got your Bibles, hold them up. I just want to see how many people have Bibles tonight. Bibles are good. Phones? We'll accept phones. Okay, put them down. Galatians 2:20. I'm going to read out the New Living Translation. Got other translations? We just read out the New Living. It's out of the Scriptures. It's not the Message. If anyone has the Message, I'm going to notify you. That's not a translation. It's a man's opinion of God's Word. Just letting you know that. We go off translations here. Also really enjoy the New King James. Had mine stolen / hidden underneath my couch for like a week. I don't know who did it. But I was hunting for it on Sunday and it was underneath my couch. That was you?
I think that was me.
Yeah, it wasn't like underneath my couch. It was on the wall underneath the couch.
It was fuzzy.
But I've got it back. Galatians 2:20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and who gave Himself for me. For I have been crucified with Christ. In this life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And I missed one part. For I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Pause right there. I've been crucified. The word right there is co-nailed. I got nailed to a cross with Christ. And it is no longer I who live. I have stopped. And Christ lives within me. This life I now live in the flesh, in this tent, in this temporary position. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave Himself for me. Did you know Jesus gave Himself for you? Putting that out there. Let's pray one more time and we'll get started. Father God, once again I come to You, Lord. I just like to cover everything that I do in prayer. Lord, at this moment, I step back, God, and this is Your time. Anything that I would have to say isn't that profound, God. I want to say what You have to say. And so, Lord, I'm going to step aside and just, God, You can have this time. Let me speak Your words, not mine, and let lives be changed forever as we all become dead men and women together. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Part 2, dead man walking. Tonight's a funeral. Tonight's a night in which we get some stuff up in us and get some changes in our heart that we can actually be effective for the kingdom of God. You're going to hear this later on, but people will never see Jesus in you if they can't see through you and see Him. If people can't see through you, they're never going to see Jesus. And we're going to talk about that. And some people are like, well, dude, you're kind of hardcore. Yeah, I am. People tell me in the United, you know what they say in the United States? You want to be a successful in church? Get some flat screen TVs. You want to be a good youth pastor? Buy Xbox 360s. Give out free pizza. You see any Xboxes? We took them out. I came in here, there was four TVs with GameCubes on that back wall. I ripped them all out and threw them in another room. I don't want them. We're about the Word of God, the presence of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God, His Word. That's what we're about. We have fun, guys, by the way. We're not like we have, come hang out with us on Saturday. We're the most insane people you've ever met.
Yes, yes, we are.
Okay. Was it 2 days ago we went climbing? Yes. 2 days ago I went climbing, and I was on a 40-foot rock face, and then there was another 40-foot above it. So I decided that I wanted to fly and be Superman. So I proceeded to run and jump off the cliff and rap, like, not like make this song. I don't even know what I was doing. No. You guys can see it later. I jumped off this cliff on a rope and just pulled. And see, we're fun. We're crazy. We have a good time. Just letting you know. That's what Saturdays are for. Come check us out. But Wednesday nights are serious. Flip over to another scripture. Now, here we go. No more ado. Romans 12, verse 1. It says this. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. And another translation, this is your acceptable sacrifice. Present your bodies to God, a holy and acceptable sacrifice. An acceptable sacrifice. Do you see, we have this mentality that in the United States that we can have Burger King faith. Who likes Burger King? Anyone? They got the new commercials on TV. What's Burger King's motto?
Have it your way.
What was it again?
Have it your way.
Say it with me. Have it your way. Well, see, that's how people think they can get Christianity. Well, I want to come to your church, Pastor, but don't preach about tithing. I don't want to hear about money. I don't want to hear about hell because it's not politically correct. We want Burger King faith. We want to have Jesus, but we want to go get hammered on the weekends. We want to have Him on Wednesdays and Sundays, but we don't want to have Him the rest. It's like a t-shirt. I can just take it off and throw Him off when I don't want Him. Comfortable Christianity is what's preached in pulpits across this nation. But the Word of God calls us to cross-bearing Christianity. Sold out faith. You see, the word right here, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, you're my dear brothers and sisters. I wish we had the mentality in youth ministry, we got respect, brother, sister. Brother, sister, it's what we call each other. I'm not saying we have to, I'm just saying that's good. It gets respect in our minds. A lot of people don't have respect anymore. Something good to have. Dear brothers and sisters, which is what you guys, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because all He has done for you, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. Dear brothers and sisters, I beseech you that you would present yourself to God, your body, your everything, every single thing that envelops who you are to God, because that is the acceptable sacrifice. Do you hear Burger King in there? No. Have it your way. No. No. I hear people all the time, they come to me and say, well, John, I thought God wanted me happy. I thought God wanted all this stuff. I was like, when did the Bible ever say God wanted you happy? Yeah, you being happy, He wants you to live on, you know, prosper, even as your soul prospers and all that good stuff in there. But we think, we've got preachers standing on TV saying, God wants you to be happy. What? And then people get mad when mom dies and they can't understand why when people die, why did God do that? How could a loving God ever let someone die? Well, yeah, God loves you, but His ways are sovereign. That means placed above, higher than our ways. And we sit there and we try to pigeonhole God and understand every single thing about who He is. But He's so much more than that. And you see, the amazing thing here is we act like we have an option. We think that in America we can give God who... Here's my favorite scripture. One of them. Because you've been either hot nor...
cold.
Yet, I've spit you out of my mouth. You know what gets spit out of God's mouth? Fake people. Hypocrites. Who likes hypocrites? Anyone like them? You know, that's one of the top six reasons why the church is in decline in the United States of America, because they say people, the church is too hypocritical. This generation is looking for a group of young people who would rise up and say, my Jesus on Sunday is the same Jesus on Friday night when I say no to the beer and say yes to the coke. That's the same Jesus. Because you see, this word right here, it's saying to us tonight, you've got to present yourself as a holy sacrifice to God. Your entire being, who you are. And you know that isn't just that's the acceptable sacrifice. In other words, there's nothing else that's going to cut it. If you want to serve God and be a Christian, here's foundation one. Here's block one. It's not have it your way, it's follow His way. And His way is present yourself to God. And I know this. Tonight's a funeral. Tonight's the night in which we get ourselves out of the way so God can move in this county. I'm sick and tired of walking into William Blount High School and seeing kids so stoned out of their minds they can hardly walk. I'm sick and tired of seeing these things. And we sit in church and we say, well, we want God to do this, we want God to do that. If you want to see your county change, give your all to God. Corporate revival starts with personal revival. And personal revival starts at the point in time in which you get personal with God and give Him your everything. It's time we start giving an acceptable sacrifice to God. You see, people have this mentality, and it seems like I talk about this a lot, that they can wade into the waters of submission to the Word of God, but keep their heads out. That we can wade into the Word of God and we can stand in the midst of His promises and not completely submerge ourselves. We try to hold things back from Him. We try to keep little areas. We go out into the promises of God and think of it like an ocean. And you're out there and the place God is wanting you is to be submerged and completely absorbed into His will and into His ways. But we try to hold our heads above. Because it's easier to breathe there sometimes. It's more comfortable above water. You're in control. If we hold one inch of ourselves out of God's will, you're not completely submitted. Present your bodies as a holy and acceptable sacrifice. Present your bodies. Present myself. So John, what are you saying? Well, what does that mean? It means that if you want to be Christian, if you want to call yourself that name, He has to have your everything. He has to have your entire existence, your entire being, your entire everything. If you hold back one singular part, He does not have you. Matthew 16. Gorgeous portion of Scripture. Matthew 16, verses 23 through 26. We heard this last week. Then Jesus said to His disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is there anything worth more than your soul? Hear those words. If anyone wants to be my follower, you must take up your cross and follow me. Where does hypocritical Christianity fall into there? Where does you having anything of your life left, where does you holding things back from God fall into take up your cross? Do you know what a cross is? It's not a shiny piece of gold that was hung around your neck. No, it was a tree with a beam nailed to it upon which your Savior bled and died. It was an instrument of death. So Christ says, I want you to pick up an instrument of death, put to death yourself, let go of your life so you can gain life. Christian life is crucified life. Do you hear what I said? Christian life is crucified life. You want to be Christian, you want to be real, you want to do something for God, you want to be someone who's a mover and a shaker and who does things in the kingdom of God, crucify yourself and follow Him. Not talking about literally go and hang yourself on a tree. No, I'm talking about put to death your will. Put to death your ways. Put to death your wants. Put to death yourself. You see, we think that we can live like how we want to. Guys, understand, don't hear me saying you don't get to have fun, guys. I'm telling you, it's a lot more fun living free out of bondage than it is in bondage.
Amen.
A whole lot better.
Amen.
And we think that being a Christian isn't being fun. And I got some people in here that can talk to you, can tell you what it's like being free. When I was 16 years old, and I was getting ready to give my heart to Jesus Christ, that night I felt like the whole world was weighing down on me. And see, I went up to an altar and I met with these people. They didn't even say, pray after me this way. I just gave my heart to Jesus and said, Lord, I'm done. That's it, I'm done. I give my everything to you. Felt like someone walked up to me and picked up a backpack full of lead bars off my back. And I could run and breathe for the first time. It's beautiful freedom. That's not what Christian faith is. I have so much fun. We're rock climbing, jumping off cliffs on ropes. Goodness sakes. cliff jumping, caving, hiking, working on muscle cars. All Christian. Having a blast. But Christian life is crucified life. Christian life is dying to yourself. Christian life is, if you want to follow Him, you've got to give Him your everything.
Amen.
We've lived a lie in this nation. And if anyone else preaches this, I'm going to stand up and do it. If it comes to the day in which it becomes illegal to preach the Word of God and to stand up for His will, I'm going to have my chest filled with bullet holes, because they might try to take Jesus out of our pledges. They might try to take Him off of our buildings. But you know what? They're not going to take Him out of our hearts. Because I believe God's raising up a generation who are going to say yes to Christ everything and no to themselves. Amen. Take up your cross. Put your will to death and come follow me. Tonight is a funeral. Tonight is the night in which we get Christian and stop being religious. Tonight's the night we get Christ and not some other rule. Tonight's the night we get real and let go of hypocrisy. Tonight's the night in which we let go of ourselves and completely emerge our lives into the will of God and go to the point of no return. Tonight is the night we present God with an acceptable sacrifice. John, you tell me if I don't completely submit myself to God, I'm not being acceptable? Yes, I am. There's not gray areas right here. Either you're acceptably sacrificed your life to Him, or you're in the realm of unacceptability. There's one thing that pleases God, a laid down life. It's beautiful to Him. You want to please God? Give Him your everything. Stop playing fake. Get real. Tonight's a funeral. Guys, this isn't Burger King. This isn't Burger King. We're not going to live by the philosophy of Burger King anymore in Christianity. Today is the day in which we follow His way, not your way. His way, not your way. Say it with me. His way. One more time. His way. One more time. His way. That's the only way. That's it. You want to know what Christianity is all about? Welcome to the cornerstone. Welcome to Jesus Christ. Welcome to putting on His nature. Welcome to being completely centered upon Him so you can be successful in the kingdom of God. Christian life is crucified life. You know what I find amazing though right here? And we're leaving on from this point. We're going to be done with it. Take up your cross and follow me. Does he say put it down?
No.
Ever. Never. Guys, when we make the statement that we're going to be Christian and we're going to live like Jesus and we're going to take up our cross and follow Him, we're making the statement that Jesus, I know this thing might get weary sometimes. I know it might get heavy. But I'm not going to let it down. People got that mentality that when it's comfortable, and when we don't want to live like Jesus anymore, when we don't want to be submitted, when we don't want to be dead to ourselves, we can just let the cross drop. Christ says, take up your cross and follow me. Don't let it down. When you go into your schools and when people make fun of you for your stand, when one week you were doing some stuff that didn't reflect God and the next week you are and people make fun of you, it's not time to let go of the cross. It's time to cling to it.
Amen.
Earl, in that song, and I'll cling to the old rugged cross. I just got thinking about that. I'll cling to the old rugged cross. When things get weak and dreary, and when we try to be submitted to God and people stand against us, we think that we can just let the cross go. That's the times in which instead of letting it go, we let our hands get tighter. It's time we hold on to Jesus. It's time that we live like what we're supposed to. It's time that we're real, not fake. Guys, and you know, cross-carrying Christianity is world-changing Christianity. Who in here wants to see their school one of the Lord? Want to see their friends one of the Lord? Want to see their work one of the Lord? You want to see people one of the Lord? That right there. You carrying this, it's hard when you're carrying a cross not to have it seen. When you're carrying a cross, it's a large thing. I'm not speaking literally, I'm speaking figuratively, that when you're carrying the cross of Jesus Christ, it's heavy, it's noticeable, it's notable. People will see what you're doing for God. People will notice that when you stand up in schools, when people make fun of you for what you're doing, and you don't let go of that cross, they're going to see Jesus. And that is the point at which things will begin to change. Now that I'm through that, here gets the fun stuff. Last week we talked about no longer I, right? No longer I. You see, for the last couple of minutes, I've been talking about what an acceptable sacrifice is. It's your everything. It is your every single inch of your existence. We have deceived ourselves if we think we can hold things back. You give Satan one inch, he's going to take a mile. I know it's been slapped on church signs and bumper stickers for years, but there's truth in that statement. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:24, can one walk on hot coals and not be sick? Can you play with fire and not be burned? We've got to give him our everything. Everything. Even the little things I don't want to do. This is a word for me. That I need. He needs to have my everything. Because if he does not have my life, I've not been acceptable to him. I'm not saying God's in disapproval of you. I'm saying that if you want to present a sacrifice that God approves of, it's your everything. It's your best. It's your life. Welcome to the no longer I life. You see, the point in time in which you make the cognitive decision, the logical, clear decision, you say, I'm giving you my everything. I'm going to completely sell out to you, Jesus. I'm going to let go of the reins. You're going to take control. And like we talked about last week, Jesus, you're going to have the wheel. You're going to control my life. You're going to be in charge. You're going to be the one who I follow, the one who I obey. At that point in time in which you've made the statement, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Do you know what a sacrifice is? It's something that dies. When you present your life to Christ, that life should die. That life should pass away. That life should be sealed and put up. So the things of your old nature don't come back to haunt you. We put them to death. And I'm not saying you're not going to be tempted. I'm saying if you kill something, it's not going to come back. When we present our old life as a sacrifice to Christ, that is put to death. For it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. I wish we had those words upon our lips. It's no longer I who live. And I know this is somber, guys. And I know that it might seem extreme, but we need to get this up in us. We need to recognize that we need to be dead to ourselves. We need to be dead to the Lord. We need to be living to the will and obedience of God's Word. No longer I. No longer I. No longer I. No longer I. What does it look like? What does it look like if we died to ourselves? Christ says, let go of your selfish ways, take up your cross and follow me. What does it look like? What would it be if we just said yes to God and quit holding back parts of Him? Thank you. What would it look like? Any ideas?
Be real.
Be real. Anyone else?
Not fake.
Not fake.
You wouldn't have people calling themselves Christians getting drunk on Friday night.
Yeah. And your school would be changed.
You would have respectable people who know how to treat others.
Exactly. Thank you.
True to yourself.
True to yourself.
It would be amazing. Oh my gosh. It's like, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, coming to our school, I mean, if we had, like, a group of people, like, seriously, come to our school like that, it would just take over. Because something like that is contagious.
It's contagious.
Yeah. It's contagious.
Anyone else?
Be true love and respect.
True love and respect.
Peace.
Yeah? Yeah. Hopefully that passeth all understanding.
That's like Miss USA answer. Peace on earth. No,
but it's a good answer. It's quiet. Sometimes it's good to have silence. an acceptable sacrifice. A life laid down at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. That when the cross steps up, when you step up from the foot of the cross, you grab a cross for yourself and you carry it to your friends. The life that reflects Jesus, if either you're going to be real or you're going to be fake, and if you're going to be fake, quit. We don't need another fake Christian.
Amen.
We need another real Christian. What would it look like? Imagine Blount County saved. What would it look like? Imagine the church houses being full in this county. And I'm not talking about a particular denomination. I'm talking about the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We've been fighting over denominations so long, and what stupid name is that on our sign? If we love Jesus, we believe He's the Son of God. The Bible's the inerrant word of the Lord. What are we fighting about? Let's get real. Let's get kingdom. What would it look like? Your county saved. You want to see your friends saved? Get real with God. You want to see your friends saved? Be an acceptable sacrifice. You want your mama to see Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and acknowledge Him?
Amen.
Get real. Give Him your all. Present your holy and acceptable sacrifice. Let go of your selfish ways. You know how easy that is to do? I let go. I told you last week, I've been having some issues with my health. And I was having, my sugar was, according to Jamie, really bad low. I mean, it was not fun. And I couldn't stop shaking. And my mom walks up to me and I'm fighting. And I'm so mad. Because I'm like, you're not going to mess with me, Satan. My mom walks up to me and she goes, just let go. And I swear, if God has ever spoke to me through another person's mouth, that was prophetic. Just let go. We need to be people who just let ourselves go back into God's Word. Just fall back in His waters of obedience. No longer I. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Colossians 3:4 says, in Christ, who is your life. Christ is our life. He should be the only thing living in us. We should be people who put our wills to death, who put our wants to death, who put ourselves to death. Tonight's a funeral. Tonight's the night that people walk out of this room and are changed, dead to themselves and alive in Christ. That's why the casket's here. That's why the flowers are here. I want you to see this, and I want you to think, if you don't let yourself go and die, you're disobedient to the Word of God. You're not following what He says. And we've sugarcoated it. And I was even tempted to sugarcoat it. I was tempted to sit here and say, well, you know, it's just, you just default. No, you're disobedient. Your acceptable sacrifice, your holy sacrifice, your only sacrifice that's going to cut the mark is your everything. We should be no longer I, people. No longer I. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Jesus, I let go of my will. I let go of my want, and I accept your life. The word in Matthew 16 says, if you try to hold on to your life and your will and your wants, you're going to lose it. You're not even going to have life. But if you would just let go, you would get life and life abundantly. For that's what the Son of Man comes to bring. You know what it looks like? It's when He speaks, you follow and obey. It's when the voice of God calls out to you and says, I want you to do this. Your words aren't, well, what? No, your words are, yes, God. What does it look like? You're getting real. What does it look like? Peace. What does it look like? People not being stupid and acting ridiculous in their schools anymore. What does it look like? Your friends saved. What does it look like? Your world saved. What does it look like? Christ is the only king in this county.
Amen.
Some other things have held the throne for a while, and I've got news for them. I'm issuing a war cry against them. I sat here today and I got fired up and I said, Satan, I'm sorry, but you've been dethroned in William Blount High School.
Amen.
You've been dethroned in Maryville High School. You've been dethroned in Greenback. You've been dethroned in Maryville. You've been dethroned in Alcoa. You've been dethroned in Heritage. You've been dethroned in Townsend. This is the Lord's place and this is the Lord's hour. This is a generation that will no longer be Burger King bound, but be Spirit of God bound. This is the time. This is our hour. This is the day where we put ourselves to death. Tonight's a funeral. Tonight's a night in which we seize the moment. You know what we should be? We should be dead men and women walking. We should be people that walk around that have no life in us but Christ. You see what, you know what John the Baptist, his prayer was in John 3:30? He must increase and increase and I must decrease and decrease.
Amen.
That's our prayer every single day as Christians. That's our sole thing. As once we get the cornerstone, there's foundation block number two. Decrease for me, increase for you. Every single day you say yes to the Spirit of God. Every single day you say yes to His will, you decrease. You let go a little bit of yourself. Every time He says, John, go do this, and I say, yes, Lord. And someone says, well, what about this? And I say, no to the world. You decrease and He increases. That's the generation of Christ. It's time that we get no longer I. It's time that we get real. It's time we give Him our everything. It's time we die to ourselves. It is time that we become dead men and women walking. It's time that when they walk, we walk into our schools anymore. They don't see us because we died. Jesus is alive. It's time that no longer I lays on our lips. It's time that we die. Put ourselves in a funeral. You see this up here? I put this up here, question mark. Who's going to die to themselves? Who's going to obey the Word of God? Who's going to follow? I put my... Put this up here. Born April 10th, 1990. That's me. November the 11th, 2006, I died. November the 11th, 2006, I said and I told Jesus, I'm not going to be fake anymore. I'm going to live for You. It doesn't matter if people make fun of me. I lost all my friends. I was being cool in school. And you know what? I got true life. We think that as a Christian, you've got life. Your life is a stupid joke. True life only lies in Christ. You want to feel good? Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're beat down. Maybe you're broken up inside. Maybe you're dealing with some things holding you back. Get life inside you.
Amen.
When the light comes in, darkness can no longer comprehend itself. It's going to break into your life. Tonight's the night in which we put ourselves to death. Tonight's the night in which we let Christ live. Tonight is a funeral. Tonight is the night in which we obey His Word. We become acceptable sacrifices. We say no longer I, and we become dead men and women walking. Tonight is the night. Let's stand up as we get ready to leave. Ephesians 4, 20 through 24 says this. Isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you've heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception, and King James, your old man. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new man, your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. That's it right there. It's time that we cast aside our old man. Put him to death. Put him in a box. We think we can put our old nature to death and resurrect it. You know what you have if you resurrect something that's dead? A zombie. And it stinks. And it's rotten. Every time, you know, something dies, it rots. Not to get graphic too bad. When something dies, it rots. So if you say, I put to death my old will, God, but yet a week later you rip it up out of the ground, boy, you just start stinking worse and worse. Every time. It's dirty. It's nasty. Dirty business. It's not something fun we want to do. Now here where all this comes in. If I said all this tonight, and you didn't get a hold of the fact that tonight's a funeral, tonight's the night where Jesus has your everything. When you walk out of these doors, you're no longer a person consumed with yourself, but consumed with Jesus. That don't happen. I've missed my point. Tonight is a funeral. The question is, are you going to let new life blow into you? Or are you going to keep on settling for the sad excuse of an existence that you have? And I'm not downplaying who you are. No, that's not against you. I'm saying that unless you have true life, you don't even have half life. You have no life. I'm not saying you're a loser. I'm saying, guys, there's something so much better than hurting. There's something so much better than being bound down, locked up in chains by drugs and addictions and all these things, being bound down by these things. There's so much so better. There's a love and there's a life that will blow into your heart and let you feel true life. And you will feel for the first time in your life you've ever breathed. Tonight is the night when we die to ourselves. Jesus Christ has lived. For I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And this life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave Himself for me. Melissa, you got it rolling? Guys, tonight could be your funeral. I'm not talking about the sense that I'm saying you're going to die right now. tonight could be the night in which you give him your everything and you could get true life. God's looking for a group of young people who would let go of their everything so they could receive his everything. There's room for one person in your life leading it and guiding it. It's either Jesus Christ or it's yourself. The million-dollar question is, are you going to let tonight be the night which you die and Christ can start living in you? That the old man can cast away. It says, throw it aside violently and put on Christ. Colossians 3:4, in Christ who is your life. Tonight, it's a funeral. The question is, are you going to let it be yours? That's why the question mark is there. Tonight could be the night in which you get real life beyond your wildest dreams. Tonight's the night in which you could present the acceptable sacrifice. Say, no longer I. We'll say that one time. No longer I. And become a dead man and woman walking, a person who's dead to themselves and alive to Christ. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start praying. I know there's not a ton of room up here, but come up in this area right here. I don't care. Don't walk out of this room without putting your old nature to death and letting Christ's nature come alive within you. As I begin to pray, if that's you, if you've held one inch back, tonight's the night to jump into the water and give him your everything. As I begin to pray, if that's you, if you need any prayer, I don't care if there's sickness in your body, my Jesus Christ is alive and healing bodies today. Come on up here. There's healing in the name of the Lord.